You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the Weapons Expo is an annual conference of international arms dealers and local suppliers to militaries around the world. It typically happens in October, November every year, and it's been going on for about the last 20 years. It's called the New Zealand Defence Industry Association, and some of its members include Lockheed Martin, the world's largest arms dealer and a maker of nuclear weapons, companies like General Dynamics and Cubic Defence, who hold contracts with the Israeli Defence Force. So a range of very large weapons dealers and much smaller companies. Auckland Peace Action, obviously, as our name suggests, is a peace group. We are very concerned about war and conflict and the impacts of that on people's lives. But very specifically around the Weapons Expo, we're concerned that people profit from war. So this is essentially the definition of war profiteering, is people who make money out of killing people. So that's our main issue with the Weapons Expo.
How long has Auckland Peace Action and other groups been fighting to stop it? And also, how has the support developed and changed?
So Auckland Peace Action has been working on this campaign very specifically since 2016. In 2016, the Weapons Expo came to Auckland actually for the very first and only time. It's typically been held in Wellington. And 2016, when it was in Auckland, was down at the ANZ Viaduct Event Centre. And we mobilized people from across the city. Auckland obviously has a very rich peace history. People really stood up during the nuclear free struggle. They took to the water. They took to peace flotillas and got out on the streets and marched against nuclear weapons. Well, the same thing happened in 2016. We had a full day of blockading the Weapons Expo. And then on the second day, we went back and created a wall of noise, basically a noise demonstration. So was very effective at essentially stopping the expo. So that year was kind of in the midst of the really intense period of about 4 years of campaigning. But the campaign has been going on off and on for about the last 20 years. So since about 2003 was when the campaign really started.
What kind of tactics, well, you talked before about blockades, what kind of tactics have Auckland Peace Action employed as protests, and how effective have they been?
Well, the primary tactic that we have employed is around nonviolent direct action. So we have used a range of different tools. So we have used petitions, and we've written letters, and we've staged protests and die-ins. But the main tactic for the Weapons Expo itself has been a human blockade. And a human blockade really works if you've got enough people. So it's important in terms of making a blockade to actually make sure that there is widespread community support. You can't blockade something with five people. You need a large group of people to do an effective blockade. And so the work that Auckland Peace Action has been doing is building relationships across the city and across the country, doing education with people around what this is. So making the connections with other people's issues. So for example, making links with the housing campaigns, making links with anti-poverty campaigns, making links with decolonization campaigns. So for us, this isn't just an issue of war. It is a much wider issue and a wider struggle about what kind of society do we want to have and how do we want to spend the resources that we have in our society. So, you know, we spend about $3 billion a year on the military here in New Zealand. And I think that a lot of people would be really shocked to hear how much money is going into weaponry, because our communities need a lot of other things besides weapons. So I think that's been the tactic that's been really effective for us, mostly is about building community support and knowledge.
With these protests, you would have obviously received police response. How has that been? Have there been confrontations, arrests?
Over the last 4 or 5 years, there have been a sort of increasing level of policing. So building up until last year at Palmerston North, which is where the Weapons Expo kind of ended up after getting pushed out of Auckland and out of Wellington, the police response has really been very, very heavy-handed. So last year there were about 200 police officers that were deployed and about $250,000 worth of spending for security by New Zealand police. on top of that, over the kind of 4 or 5 years, there have been countless illegal arrests. So, for example, in 2015, there were actually 27 people arrested in Wellington. And all of those people subsequently had their charges thrown out in court. And we were awarded about $3,000 worth of compensation because the police had arrested a bunch of us, including myself, for trespass. And we were on public land. So they'd gone to stop our nonviolent blockade. And they just decided that instead of protecting our right to protest, that it was more important to get us out of the way because these weapons dealers needed to get on with their business. So they just came in and arrested all of us. And the court said, well, actually, these people, we weren't doing anything wrong. We were just on public property doing our protests. So the response of the police has been very challenging over the years. And we've made a number of complaints to the IPCA. But typically we have found that the police have been interested in protecting the right of business dealers to sell weapons rather than protecting the right of people to peaceful protest.
Besides the police and the organizers themselves, have you received any other kind of pushback, negative responses about your protests?
To be perfectly honest, not a lot. There aren't a lot of people that are going to support the arms trade at the end of the day. I mean, interestingly enough, I think even in New Zealand, many people in the, you know, there's a lot of people who join the military in New Zealand that do so because they believe a lot of the hearts and minds propaganda of the military, which is that they do peacekeeping or that they do reconstruction. Now, you know, those are not things that I would regard as especially truthful, things that the military does. But I think many people join the military in New Zealand because they believe that they do those things. So they join with pretty noble intentions, and they're often quite disillusioned. But I think that most people in the world are pretty horrified by the idea of people profiting from war. So, you know, even if wars have to be fought, yeah, those who actually stand to benefit from them are not typically held in high regard by much of anybody.
I feel like the biggest question here is, what was the motivations behind the Weapons Expo? Why would all these such large arms dealer companies come to New Zealand of all places to advertise their goods?
Well, the Weapons Expo hasn't so much come to New Zealand as it was born in New Zealand. So there is money to be made in New Zealand. And if you're a weapons company, it doesn't matter whether there's a lot of money to be made or a little bit of money to be made. There is money to be made in New Zealand. So the government has committed $20 billion to additional defense spending. So that's money for arms dealers to keep their businesses going. So on top of that, there's actually been a trade strategy by successive New Zealand governments to develop a homegrown arms trade. So they have viewed this as a trade diversification strategy away from dairy or away from tourism or away from a whole range of different things into the arms trade because it's, you know, it's quite big business around the world. So, you know, the New Zealand government bears responsibility as well for the Weapons Expo. They have been primary sponsors over a number of years for this event, and they've been significant participants in this event. So they actually are, you know, part and parcel of the problem.
You've referenced this increase in defence spending before in Auckland Peace Action's Facebook post announcing the cancellation of the Weapons Expo, and you stated that your work is not complete. What's the next step for Auckland Peace Action?
Well, I think we need to develop the campaign beyond the Weapons Expo. So the Weapons Expo is a once-a-year event where these companies come together to network to find out how to do more business. But the reality is that the business of war, the business of buying weapons, is happening all the time. And so we have quite a lot more work to do in terms of actually tackling specific arms deals. And so just as an example, the government's committed to buying these P-8 Orions, which are surveillance aircraft, and they're actually weaponizing these aircraft. And so part of our work really is going to be around tackling specific contracts that the government is looking at the moment for new arms for the military, but also potentially targeting specific companies that are doing business.
Is there anything else you'd like to say on this?
I think the main thing that we would like to say, the Auckland Peace Action is just tremendously grateful to all of the people across Auckland, all of the people across Aotearoa who stood up for peace, who stood up for justice and put their bodies on the line to help bring this weapons expo to an end.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.